good morning and you're welcome to Tara. So today I'll be sharing the word of God with you. Very important. And know that the word of God is true and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword. So I'll be taking the Bible reading from the book of Mark. Mark chapter 11, verse 23 to 24. It says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast to the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, it shall have whatsoever it said. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Father, in the name of Jesus, I have come humbly to share your word with your children. I ask that the word of God touch their lives. I have, like, speak through me so that I'll be able to impart, that your word will be able to be imparted to their lives and their lives will be changed. Let me be an vessel that you use to impart and just change lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So you have to believe God. Is it, have faith in God that when you pray, not just praying, because once you are assessing God, you have to assess God, forgiving those that hurt you, forgiving those that hurt you, forgiving those naysayers, those that disappointed you, those people that felt you cannot do it. Because first of all, you are not going to give their words priority over your life, because with God you can do all things. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So what they say have no power over your life, and it's just an opportunity for you to prove the powerful God that you serve, that they will see your testimony and they'll be like, oh, God can do all things. So don't get angry. Forgive those that said evil against you. Forgive those that discriminate against you. Forgive those that said negative words that made you lose your job. Forgive. And you see that when you talk to God in prayers, he's going to answer you. He's a God of love. God is love. Whatever you know, what the good things you know about love, agape love, that is God. God is love himself. God is love. Love is God. Do you understand? So God loves you so much. Your life is so important. Just imagine how our soul is important to God, that Jesus Christ left his throne, hey, and the glory and everything, to come and die for me and for you. It's how important our soul is. And he prepared a place for us, which is heaven, so that we'll be with him. We'll now have fellowship with him. So your soul is important. And know this, God is faithful. He's still the same yesterday. That manna came down from heaven. That the Red Sea departed. The God that did those wondrous works is still the same God that you are serving today. That dry bones came back. Can you imagine? Dry bones came back to life. There was, became flesh. A powerful God we serve. A great God we serve. So when you come to God, access God with knowing that, oh, I know my God can do this great and marvelous works, and do this great and miraculous God. And you come boldly into the throne to upgrade grace, and you are not afraid, because greater God lives on the inside of you. No wonder Bible says we are seated with Jesus in heavenly places, far above principalities and power. And you are access God without boldness, and you pray to God and say, Father, this is my need. This is what I need from you. And God is going to answer. He said, believe that you've received it. So as I'm praying in the name of Jesus, Banga, it is done for me. And I act like my miracle. I act like what God has done for me. Because he said, believe that I've received it. It don't need to make sense to human beings. It don't need to make sense to the society. What makes sense is what God is saying. And his word is yea. His word is amen. His word is true. I believe that I've received it. If the word says it, that is what comes first place in my life. If God's word said it, so be it. So be it. Just imagine those prophets of old, when God said, do this, and they doubt it. Do you know, God will use, God can use anybody. Just be available. God can use anybody to show his mighty hand. So I want to tell you, whatever you are going through, hold on to God. He will not disappoint you. He will not fail you. Now faith is. So you are praying to God. Now receive your miracle. Receive your healing. Receive your liberation. Because now faith is. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for the privilege to share his word with you. I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray for your children. I ask that the entrance of your word gives life. gives healing to their body, give restoration to them. It is well with their soul. Their prayers are answered in the name of Jesus. Lord, that they be closer to you, that they love you more and more. That as many that have deviated, Lord, ask that you draw them closer to you, that you liberate them, deliver them from the spirit that is drawing them away from you. And Lord, ask by your power, draw them closer to you. In the powerful name of Jesus, let this word bear false fruit. Let it not be used against them on judgment day. Let it multiply and just be productive for them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. In the name of Jesus. If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this, what a great time to accept him. Oh my God, you are so loved and important. Let go of that hurt. Say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come before you humbly. As a sinner, I ask that you forgive me my sin. I repent of my sin. I know you died for me. And on the third day you resurrected. Lord, today I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of God. You're not a Christian. Join a Bible-believing church. Read the Bible. Study. Just praise God. God loves you. And I love you. And keep living by faith and just trusting God every day. I love you.